Last week, for the first time since early March, we went back to wearing green on Sundays. And in the church world, green is a sign of hope. It's a sign of growth. It's a sign of life, all of which are absolutely certain and most real to us in the person of Jesus Christ. And in a world that is filled with so many uncertainties, in a world that's filled with so many disappointments and even death, how good it is that we would have this gift of Christian hope. It's a gift that Jesus, of course, gives and offers. And last week, we saw him offering that gift to different people, even to an entire town of Samaria. And over again, that gift, that invitation to follow him, for one reason or another, was resisted or rejected. And while certainly patient and persistent, God is never paralyzed by human rejection. This week, we see what he does in response to that rejection. He turns to the people who have said yes, people who have been following him, the people who have been his disciples. And in this scene from Luke 10, we have this important moment where Jesus is sending them forth. We have the commissioning, the sending of the 72. And like the 12 who have been called and who have been sent, these 72 are sent ahead of Jesus to prepare the way. Jesus gives instruction, and it can be boiled down to them doing two things: to pray and to stay. Once they go into the town, they are to pray for laborers because they are few. Pray that more people would take to heart the kingdom of God. To pray. And then Jesus tells them to stay. Wherever you're welcomed, he says, eat what they set before you. Stay and proclaim the kingdom of God. While certainly a challenging mission, it's very simple. They're to bring no baggage, no carry bag, no money. Their message is very simple. No high theology here. No preparation needed. Just tell them, the kingdom of God is at hand. It's here. If you face resistance, Jesus says, just shake it off. This is centuries before Taylor Swift. Not bad advice. But notice how he says to do it. He says, you're to go out to the public street and make it public that this town, that this people rejected the kingdom of God. Do that. And then just be on your way. My friends, in many ways, this sending forth of the 72 shows to us what the Christian life is about. And the Christian life is nothing unless it involves a witnessing to the gospel, a witnessing to the good news, a proclamation of the kingdom. And when these 72 did that, they returned to Jesus full of joy. They're actually excited that the demons are cast out. They're excited that the gospel works. And it does. The other day on the 4th of July, I visited my niece. She's 3 years old. And she's at that point in her life where she's putting together puzzles. And she is amazed that these puzzles work. That they all come together in the end. And she's as happy as a 3-year-old kid when she puts those puzzles together. My friends, it's not being simplistic to be reminded or to believe and to know that in all the complexities of our world and of a human life, that the gospel works. In fact, it's never failed. And that is a beautiful gift we have today. A few takeaways. This sending forth of the 72 is a reminder to us that the Christian life is not merely a subscription to a creed. It's not a moral code. But the Christian life is a hearty welcome of the Word of God. When we say, as we will in a few moments, I believe, we're doing more than professing a faith. We are expressing a hearty welcome to what Jesus Christ has revealed. We are saying, I welcome the person of Jesus. I welcome his way, his life, his accompaniment, his standard of living. I welcome that into every aspect of my life. I believe. Good job. And you know what? There is power in that welcome. Because that welcome leads to a witness. When we profess and we welcome the Christian faith into our lives, that is a most personal act. But there's nothing private about it. Nothing. And so what we do here this morning at 9:25 has effects on what we are going to do at 1:25 today or 4:45. It must. Or it's not Christian. Christian faith, while always personal, is never private, because we have welcomed the God whose presence has effects in the whole of our life, not merely in our worship or what we do here. The welcome. Obedience. As we welcome that word, we have something to obey, which means to listen. We have something to listen to. The Word of God, His guidance, His direction, His friendship. And when we listen to that Word, when we're obedient to that Word, we know we're not alone. We can receive the light, the counsel. We can receive the guidance and the consolation that we need and that He wants to give. And finally, this way of Christian living yields a terrific joy. Joy, it's been said, is the infallible sign of God's presence. Give me a joy-filled person, and you have someone that is not far from the kingdom. As I was listing these three things out on my paper yesterday, I saw WOJ. And as a resident of 13 years of Chester County, I said, the C is missing. WCOJ. And then I remembered our parishioner, Caroline, whose name started with C, and whose life just ended this year after 106 years on earth. Caroline was our oldest parishioner, and she was a woman of joy. When I came to see her 2 Sundays ago, she said, well, if you're here, I must be close. I said, you know, I might be closer, Caroline. She said, "Do you have communion?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Our Father, who art in heaven." And she started the prayers. And then she told me a joke. My friends, the kingdom of God is near. And Jesus Christ is looking for us to be witnesses of what he has shown us, of who this Christian faith makes us to be. Men and women loved by God, who then give witness to that love in a world in need. In the early 70s, Pope Paul VI said that in our modern world, people listen more willingly to witnesses than to teachers. And if they are going to listen to teachers, it's because they are witnesses. My friends, let us be witnesses of that gospel. Examine how that witness is going. If our life really is a welcome of God and the other, if we are listening to that word, and if we know the gift of his joy, it's a real work, but it's a privilege to be about it. Lord, make us witnesses.